The two topics I want to talk about, I want to talk just very briefly about the Denbury decision and eminent domain issues. I'm really going to focus on some of the current litigation at the Railroad Commission involving non-crude petroleum pipelines, because that's really where the interesting action has been in the past year. In terms of the Denbury decision, there really have not been a lot of developments in the past 12 months. When I stood up here last year, there had been quite a bit of fallout from Denbury. There had been a number of appellate court decisions that were applying Denbury. The courts were kind of feeling their way. For those of you who may not be familiar with the Denbury decision, it was a case involving a CO2 pipeline that was being built from Mississippi to West Texas, and so, of course, was an intrastate Texas pipeline. Don't ask me to explain that. But the portion in Texas was being treated as an intrastate pipeline. Denbury exercised eminent domain to condemn some of the right-of-way for that pipeline, and a company called Texas Rice Land Partners strenuously objected to the exercise of eminent domain. And they won. It went all the way to the Supreme Court, and in a unanimous decision, twice, the Supreme Court said that Denbury did not have the right of eminent domain in that particular instance. And the crux of the decision, I think, was that the Supreme Court viewed it as a private project. In fairness to the Supreme Court, Denbury had done a pretty horrible job, actually, of bragging on their website about the fact that they had this great pipeline that was only going to carry their product, so there wouldn't be a lot of competition. They really had it all locked down, trying to attract investors, but those were exactly the kind of things that the Supreme Court didn't want to hear, right? I mean, it really did make it look like you were using eminent domain to further a very private business. I think, legally speaking, I still think there are some problems with the Denbury decision.